If you think of marijuana as a recreational drug, then it may be hard to justify its use for medical purposes. This clash has made marijuana an issue in Congress. As some states vote to legalize marijuana altogether, some in Congress have advocated clarifying things for consumers. One of those lawmakers is New Jersey junior senator and Democrat Cory Booker. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins me now. So Cory Booker is an innovator here on marijuana legalization. Is that your premise?
Yeah, well, he is, with a couple of other senators, including Republican senator, the libertarian Rand Paul from Kentucky, which is an interesting coalition there. John, 20 states right now have legalized medical marijuana. Another 3 states have totally legal marijuana, so it falls under that rubric too. But marijuana is still Schedule 1, according to the DEA, and that puts it on the same footing as heroin or crack or methamphetamine, which means it's completely illegal and there's no medical justification for its use, according to the feds. You could be busted. The Obama administration isn't cracking down on medical marijuana operations in states when they're legal, but they could. And Cory Booker is one of the people who wants to change this.
And he wants to make it a Schedule 2 substance, is that right?
That's right. Move it to Schedule 2 like lots of other medications. Take Oxycontin, for instance. Schedule 2 drug with a prescription, you're allowed to use it.
There are very sick people struggling with challenges, parents with children who have seizure problems, others with rare diseases. Well, this drug has proved incredibly successful in helping to alleviate pain, alleviate suffering, reducing seizures. And there's no reason why this drug should not be open for their usage, especially in states that have done it, where the federal government is coming down threatening to prosecute people. There's no way that should be the case. One of the important elements of the legislation that we put forth is to move it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2, so we actually can study it. To make this declaration, not based on science at all, but a fear of marijuana, that this drug has no medical purpose, no use to society whatsoever. It is the worst imaginable drug. That's outrageous and unacceptable.
Isn't the converse also true, that we're declaring it a good medication that doctors should prescribe when, unlike all the other medications, the FDA hasn't gotten their fingerprints on it, hasn't approved it?
Well, you know, look, we have a process, and the FDA is an important part of that process. But when you have so much evidence, considered by many of the states that pass this legislation, that there are families out there who have serious health problems, health issues, a young girl who has terrible seizures, where this medication has shown to alleviate those seizures, to alleviate that suffering. And so there's enough evidence out there that gave 27 states and the majority of our population a whole confidence that we can move forward.
Is that why Senator Booker believes the politics are with him?
Well, whether the politics are with him is an open question, John. Like I said, he's co-sponsoring this bill with a few Democrats and a couple of Republicans, but the Republican leadership in the House and Senate haven't shown any interest in broadening legalization of marijuana. And we should point out that President Obama himself has said that he's against the legalization of marijuana. At the same time, the Justice Department, as we've said, is not coming down on states and operations operating legally in those states that have legalized marijuana. So what Cory Booker needs really is more Republican allies.
I'm hopeful that we're going to gain some traction on this in the Republican Party. We're getting partnerships with people ranging from Senator Cornyn all the way to Senator Ted Cruz, and seeing a great growing coalition that's understanding that we have over-criminalized people in this country, that we're 5% of the globe's population, but we have 25% of humanity's imprisoned people. The overwhelming majority of them are there for nonviolent crimes, and a large percentage of those have been since we've declared this drug war, which in my opinion has been a failure.
Is that the core issue for Cory Booker, really dealing with the incarceration problem at the end of all this?
A lot of the Congress is getting on board with criminal justice reform. He is casting this in light of that there are far too many people in American prisons for minor drug offenses. And I think it's safe to say that this is part of that attitude.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.